Blog Talk Radio.
Good song. I mean, that is just, oh, it was great. You know, and that was the first time I ever heard that song. That was the first time I ever played it. But anyway, hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we're welcoming back super talented singer-songwriter and friend, Sierra Bernal to the show. We'll talk with Sierra about what she's been up to since the last time she was on, and just generally have a good time and a catch up with her. So let's get started, shall we? And I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
As I put on Facebook and stuff, I am so excited for this interview, and and the rest of this week. I am so excited for these interviews. It's just not even funny.
Me too. We have a star-spangled all-star week of interviews starting with Sierra today. So let's get into it.
All right. And with that being said, let's welcome our friend Sierra Bernard to the show. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
Hi. Nice to talk to you again.
And first time, pleasure to talk to you, Sierra.
Say that one more time?
No, I said it's a pleasure for me to speak to you for the first time, Sierra.
Oh, well, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Actually, second time, because we spoke during the 5-year anniversary show. That's how I met you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm glad you called in.
About a month ago, it was 2 months ago, actually, the show's 5-year anniversary, and thank you for the kind words, by the way. I mean, what you said was just so great.
Oh, well, thank you. Of course, yeah.
the first time you were on the show, I can't even remember how long it's been. It's been too long, to be completely honest with you.
It's been a few months for sure.
Yeah, it has. The song I just played, Sometimes I Get Cold, is such a great song.
Thank you
very
much.
Oh, my gosh, it is such a great song.
I'm very glad that you liked it.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I think you know about my my indie country radio show every Friday. I think you're pretty well aware of that. So I'm gonna add this straight to a rotation in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, well, awesome! That's super cool.
Awesome. And speaking of things being added to rotation in radio, this song, along with two others, you recently released a country radio. What has the response been like to that?
The response seems pretty positive. On Spotify, the songs have around 10,000 spins, and so people seem to be responding well. We have about 30 stations right now playing the song, and different markets are favoring different songs, but overall, people are liking it, it seems.
Awesome. And that kind of brings up my first question. With the release of these songs to country radio, as an artist, is there any pressure to kind of outdo yourself with the next batch of songs you release or anything like that?
I'd say there's always a pressure to do better than the song before. Even if you don't release it, just artistically, you always want to do better because it just kind of shows growth and your abilities, and that's always something to strive for.
I get that, and I sort of kind of stole that question from one of my broadcasting heroes. CMT's Cody Allen, I saw him a few weeks ago ask that question on CMT's Top 20. I saw him ask that to Kip Moore, and I just thought it was one of the best questions I've ever heard.
I liked it.
Yes. Sierra, I wanted to ask you. Sierra, you're from Houston, Texas, is that correct?
I'm from Texas, yes.
I wanted to ask you how close were you to what happened when Hurricane Harvey hit, and if so, were you able to assist in any way? Were like any dish concerts, shows, or helping out? Like, how was the feeling about it?
I ended up donating a lot of my proceeds to for all of them for the first month of September, which was the month that I actually released, which happened to be very, very close to around the time Hurricane Harvey was really building up. And so I donated a bunch of those to Operation Barbecue Relief, and my proceeds for that month went to that. And my parents actually, we got a boat with a neighbor, and we're helping people go around.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We did water rescues.
Yes. But well, you were okay. Your house was okay because you weren't near the what happened.
Yes, we were fine. We were okay. We got a little nervous a little bit, but we were completely fine. We didn't get any water in the house or anything.
Thank God.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, we were very, very happy.
Let's see. I did want to kind of mention a upcoming show you've got in Katy, Texas. This coming Wednesday, I believe it is, at Moe's Place. Now, talk a little bit about that show. What time? Is there any a cover charge or anything?
That starts at 7:30. I don't know exactly what time we're going on, but the event starts at 7:30.
Awesome. Okay. Oh, and speaking of Texas, I know I was in Texas. I think it was maybe 2015-ish. I think. And the first time I've ever been down to Texas. That's a gorgeous state down there. It's just so gorgeous.
Thank you. I mean, I like it.
and there was this restaurant. I don't know if you're a fan of seafood, but me personally, I could eat seafood all day. Shrimp, crawfish. Yep, I could eat that all day. There's a restaurant in Houston, actually. It's called Papa Do's.
Oh,
best
I know that place.
Seafood, best seafood I have ever put in my mouth.
It is very good.
Let me see if there's anything else. I don't know if we I covered this last time you were on a few months ago, but being a creative person, as we both are, what inspires or motivates you?
I like to say that as far as songwriting goes, I tend to write about what's the most sorry, let me think of the word for a second. I apologize. What is the most, like, if I'm extremely sad about something, I'm going to probably write about that. Or if I'm very angry about something or very happy about something, it tends to be something that's very strong emotion. And if it's not emotion, it's based off of myself. It's going to be based off of somebody that I know or something that I saw. It's typically something that I just feel a lot of. And sometimes I'll start writing about stuff I don't even realize I wanted to write about.
That makes sense. Let me see. This is another a sort of brand new question I've got for you. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Ooh, that's a hard one because I feel very fortunate and very blessed in that department. And I feel like there's been a lot of really cool things that have happened, like playing at the Fontenelle and the Outlaws and Legends Music Festival. That was awesome. The radio play is amazing. The people I've gotten to meet have just been absolutely spectacular, and the advice I've gotten. So overall, I'm really happy with how things have been going.
Now,
What other states do you have left on your radio tour, Sierra?
The places so far that I'm going to get to are Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. There might be a few others, but I'll have to double check on that.
I would love to see you in the Northeast, more specifically New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania, if you're able to get up here.
That would be awesome. I would love to go down there.
I hope
you
see you
up there. You know, yeah.
I was just going to mention for the upcoming radio tour. When does that kick off?
How are we starting the radio tour?
Yeah. What day does that kick off?
I'm not completely sure yet. We're still nailing stuff down, but I do know for sure that it is going to be next month in November.
Awesome. And speaking of upcoming events, is there anything planned for the new year, like January, or is that still being worked out?
I usually do stuff at the cook-off, but other than that, I don't have too many things nailed down as of today.
Awesome. And I know you just released these three singles. Let's see, they are Sometimes I Get Cold, A Call in the Rain, and Crazy One. Is there any plans for like a full album or a full EP or anything in the future?
Yes, there is, but right now we don't have a date of which I can say we will release that, but that will eventually happen.
I got you. I keep us posted because as a radio host, I feel like if you guys take 30 plus minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, I feel like it's least we can do to help promote you guys. So keep us posted on all that, will you?
Of course, not a problem.
Yes.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask Sierra, is there any chance that you will be in Nashville next year for more specifically for CMA Fest?
I would absolutely love to be. Right now, I'm not. I don't have that in my books, but that would definitely be amazing. I love playing in Nashville, and to be playing at such an event would definitely be something.
I love that too.
This is kind of a fun question that I'm not sure that we covered last time, but this is courtesy of my friends over at the CM Chat, who are some of the best people I know. If you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a really tough question. I don't know. Who would you pick?
Yeah.
For me, it would be either Morgan Freeman or Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay. I think Morgan Freeman would be cool. I don't know, though. That's a really tough question. I like that question, though.
Morgan Freeman, to me, makes everything exponentially more awesome.
I'd agree.
I mean,
he makes everything very so solemn and gets down to the point in such dramatic fashion. Mm-hmm.
Just the man's voice alone. I mean, the man could read the phone book and I'd be hooked. this is one I always like to ask. Now this is concerning performing live. How do you know when it's time to retire a song from a live set?
I would say it's time either when you're not really enjoying playing it anymore or when the audience stops being receptive to it. I would say that would be a good time. I don't think you really need to ever fully retire a song, but maybe give it a rest and play other songs and then bring it back, or give it some time to breathe.
You know, I've asked that question to a lot of people, and they all say virtually the same thing. It's like you said, I set it aside for a while and then I come back to it. I equated to this, a song that's played to death on the radio, until you're totally sick of it. Then you pull it out, say 5 years later, and play it, and people go nuts for it.
Yes. That, I mean, that happens all the time, especially with people who will redo a song and release it. That's extremely popular. People just like good songs, and if they like the song, they don't ever want to retire. They just want a little break for a little bit.
You know, and that brings up a question that I didn't plan for. Either original song or a cover, what's your favorite song to play live?
I would probably say that Sometimes I Get Cold, and really the singles that I just released are really fun for me to play live, but if I had to pick one out of all of them, I'd say Sometimes I Get Cold is probably my favorite to play.
Awesome. And I have not asked this question in a long time, so I think it's time to pull it out of the bag of tricks. But do you have any pre-show rituals, like, you know, prayer or anything?
We do pray, especially around the bigger shows. But as far as that, I don't really have any rituals. I warm up, and if I'm freezing, I grab a blanket. But other than that, I don't really have too many rituals.
Awesome. You know, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, and I'll watch, read, or listen to any artist interview I can possibly get my hands on. I think it helps to make me better at what I do. So I might have heard that question somewhere in a artist interview, but I'm not completely sure. But I thought it was a great question to ask that I rarely ask anymore. So I thought I'd pull it out of the bag for you.
Well, I enjoy all your questions. I really enjoy them. Real questions.
Well, because they make you think a little bit, but in good fun, though.
Right, exactly.
Right, I agree. Most of the questions we ask on air are fun, lighthearted questions. I'm not intentionally trying to stump people, but just kind of sort of making sense a little bit.
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
You know, I hate those interviews where it's just like a canned, a politically correct answers, if that makes any sense to you. Like, yes, no, and you don't elaborate on the question.
Me personally, or when an artist does that?
And I mean, I don't like that. It's I watched countless interviews and when somebody I guess I'm trying to say is I like those interviews where it's more of a conversation, you know, and you're not just a rapidly firing question after question at the guest. That's what I try to do on this show.
I think that's definitely a great way to be. I love watching interviews like that because they're just really relaxed and you kind of get a feel of the personality of the people a bit more than if they were just answering questions.
And I've done that basically since day one, and something for me speaking personally is if I can make a guest laugh, whether mm-hmm. it's something I've said or the guest cracks himself up, I've done my job.
I'd agree with that. I think that's a good way to be.
But I wanted to talk a little bit I kind of want to pick your brain here just a second. What is your songwriting process like? I mean, do you start out with like a hook, then melody, or melody, then lyrics, or how does that work?
It depends. It varies. Mostly, I would say that I start with an idea of what I want the song to have. Either it's a line, or it's how I want the story to go, or it's how I want it to end. And then I give it a title. And then once I have a title, I can kind of base the whole song off of that. But it varies. It can start with verse. It can start with the melody. It can start with progression. It can start with the title. It varies for each song. But typically, I would say I aim to try to get the title down as fast as I can because it kind of revolves around the main idea of the song.
You know, and I understand that because and this is neither here nor there, but I'm in the process of relearning the guitar.
Oh, cool.
I took lessons for about 5 years, way back in middle school and junior high, but I honestly forgot everything I ever learned. I'm teaching myself actually, and YouTube is a lifesaver.
Yes,
YouTube
I
videos
have.
Are such a lifesaver.
Music can help make the difference in somebody's lives, and that's not an overemphasis at all.
I'd agree. I definitely agree.
Oh, I do agree completely. Like, a quick story for you. Last March, I went through something, and it was pretty traumatic. and music got me through it. So.
That's great. I know the song Fly. I know it's one of those songs that you hold very dear to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Fly. I still cannot listen to that song without getting emotional. It's just not going to happen.
Great song. Maddie and Tay did a real good job with that.
Yes, they did. Wow. I'm looking at the 2 o'clock, and we've only got like 10 seconds left. This has been so great.
Alrighty.
You know.
I enjoyed talking to y'all. Y'all are great, and I enjoy being on the show. It's always a pleasant experience.
you know, and I think to wrap up, and you know this, if there's ever anything that you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know, and
I do hope, Sierra, that I do get to see you perform live eventually, that you will make your way up to the Northeast or to see you in Nashville, if not CMA Fest, some other time.
That would be absolutely amazing. That would be super cool.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider all of my guests friends, and that includes you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd say you're my friend.
You know, and you know, I try to, of course, you know this, I try to form a friendship with you guys off air as well. You know this well.
Yes, no, I know that. Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think that's important, and I think that's just really awesome all around. It's always good to see people and meet people and hear, you know, what they have to say.
Please keep us posted on the date for that radio tour, and we'll be more than happy to help promote anything you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll tell you about the dates the more I know about them.
Sweet. I think I'm gonna let you go, but before I do, I always ask this of my guests. Do you want to where can fans follow you online if they want to?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, the reception is pretty bad.
Where can fans follow you online? Like your Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Yes, it's just Sierra Bernal, SierraBernal, and you can find all my stuff on my website.
Awesome. Thank you again for doing this, Sierra. It's been great to catch up with you.
I've enjoyed it. It's been a good time.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Sierra. I enjoyed this half hour very much so, too.
Thank you. Me too.
I'll let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you online. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
See you, Sierra.
All right. Bye.
Sierra's great. I mean, it's always great to catch up with that girl.
Yeah, she seems really sweet.
She is such a doll. I mean, she's great. As we said at the top of the show, we've got a busy week this week. Very busy. We have back-to-back-to-back shows. Tomorrow, we have Kimber Kane joining us. Oh, and that reminds me. Today's Kimber's birthday. So, happy birthday to you, Kimber.
I wished her happy birthday earlier. It's a shame. I know we have, in January, we have Carolyn Miller's. We're interviewing her on her birthday. If only we could have, done, it doesn't always work out, but we can issue her a belated birthday, too, online when we talk to her.
Yep. Let's see, we've got that coming up tomorrow with Kimber and Amanda Coffey Wednesday. And we've got Alyssa Trahan coming back Saturday, which I cannot wait for. Alyssa's always so much fun to catch up with.
This will be the first time I'm speaking to her. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I know she did some co-songwriting with Elena, so I'd like to find out about how that went, and her new song release and about Pickle Jar.
Yeah, and she's also releasing a a brand new AK Friday. So we'll definitely get the scoop on that. So
yes, looking forward to hearing her in the music.
Let's see, in November we've got Southern Halo, November 1st, mm-hmm. a country trio from Mississippi. The 6th we have, is it Kayla Woodson? The 6th, I think.
Kayla Woodson.
Yeah. And the 7th we have who?
Tiffany Ashton from North Carolina.
And the 8th is
Emily Miner.
Uh-huh. And the 14th we've got Maggie Ball.
That's our last interview
of the year.
Yep. The last
yep.
Maggie Ball is going to be an awesome interview.
I briefly met Maggie coming out of the listening room in Nashville. She is so sweet. I mean, the literally 5 minutes I spent with her to take a picture with her. She's adorable.
I met her at the Josie Music Awards, and she was incredibly nice.
She's adorable. I cannot wait for that one. But I think I'm going to let you go and wrap up here, okay, bud?
All right. Have a good night, Coda. Speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview / catch-up session with our lovely friend Sierra Bernal. As Craig said, tomorrow we have Kimber Kane on the show with us. And then Wednesday, both these shows are 4:30. We have the super talented Amanda Coffey. And then Saturday at 4:30 as well, we have our friend Alyssa Trahan stopping by the show again. It's always so much fun to get to catch up with Alyssa. And I haven't physically spoken to Kimber since June. So that's going to be fun to catch up with her. But I think, with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Footnotes with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.